Well, boys and girls, it's become the pattern since our lockdown for the speaker to bring a wee word to the boys and girls, and I have sought to do the same. And as I thought about this and worked it over in my mind and in my heart, I had several thoughts, but this one stood out the most. And this one is what I have called a golden oldie. Now, I heard this one back whenever I was just saved. It was preached by a man called W.P. Moore. He was the clerk of session in the Martyrs Memorial. And that's a long time ago now. The dear man's passed into God's eternity to be with the Lord. But it goes something like this. From a country school, and a boys' class, it was very, very difficult to get a teacher that would stay. Because the boys in this class, they did not want to learn. They wanted to carry on. They wanted a good time. And so one teacher after another resigned. And then one day this wee scrawny teacher came in, and he was interviewed by the Board of Governors, and he got the job. And so he went into this classroom, into this school, into these bully boys. And he says, right boys, before we start, there's something we need here. Something we need. We need rules. And of course, this was something new to all the boys. So it went down well. Yes, sir. No stealing, sir. No telling lies, sir. No bearing false witness, sir. And on it went until 10 rules were put on the board, and then there was a line drawn in chalk underneath. And the wee Scottish schoolmaster says, right boys, what's the punishment if you break these rules? Big Tom, the school bully, shouts up, sir! 10 stripes for the sally rod. Cross the back. Put it down on the board. And so we got on the school. Come to break time. We're getting their lunches out. Big Tom says, sir, somebody stole my lunch. My McDonald's is gone. The chips, my burger, the can of pop, they're all gone. Louis Scooby Doo character, it's gone too. The teacher says, right boys, empty out your school bags. Empty them out. So each child went over and tipped out a school bag. And it come to wee Jimmy. And wee Jimmy, he tried to juke underneath the table. Tried to hide. The teacher says, right Jimmy, put out your school bag contents. And sure enough, he was given away. The Scooby-Doo character fell out of his bag. He was the culprit. He had stolen Big Tom's, McDonald's, his chips, and his burger, and his Jimmy Coke. They were all gone, they were eaten all up. There's nothing left but the Scooby-Doo character. The teacher says, right boys, what happens now? Has to be punished, sir. Has to be punished. So, wee Jimmy was brought to the front. Schoolmaster went and got the sally rod, 10 stripes. Teacher says, take your coat off. Jimmy, take your coat off. Wee Jimmy held it tighter and tighter. He wouldn't take it off. And Aunt Angela, anyway, they got him. Teacher got him that they took the coat off. And wee Jimmy had no shirt on. He had just a wee untidy looking vest. The teacher says, Jimmy, where's your shirt? He says, my sister spilt milk on it this morning, so the mummy put it in the washes, so she gave me my brother's coat to wear. So wee Jimmy had to stand and take us 10 stripes as a sally rod. And one went down, and two, and three, and four, and five. Big Tom speaks up, Sir, I'll stand in his place. Can I do that? And the teacher says, well, there's no rules that you can't stand in his place. So Big Tom came up to the front, and he took wee Jimmy's punishment. Boys and girls, that's just like the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ stepped in and took your punishment. You see, God made 10 rules. They're called 10 commandments. And we have broken them. And God says, you have to be punished. And boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ stepped into your place. And he took your stripes. The Lord Jesus Christ is your substitute for your sin. Will you call upon him that you might be saved?